Chapter 1. Looking Alike. "Ron, what are you doing here in the school office?" the library lady asked the brown-haired boy. The 14-year-old boy looked confused for a second. Then he understood. Things like this happened to him all the time. "I'm not Ron," said the boy. "I'm Bob. I work here. Ron is at the library." Ron and Bob are twin brothers. They are identical twins. "Am I the only one who gets you two boys mixed up?" she asked. "You two boys look so much alike, I can't tell you two apart," said the library lady. "No, it happens all the time." "How does your mother know which one is which?" "Sometimes she can't. Sometimes she calls me Ron. Most times she knows who is who," answered Bob. "Actually, I have a small scar over my eye where I had to get stitches once. Most people never notice it." "Your brother's a great worker in my library," she told the boy. "If you worked in the library, I wouldn't know if I was talking to you or Ron. I'd be looking for that tiny scar all the time. I hope I can remember who has the scar." "Ron tells me how fun it is at the library," Ron said. "There is always something going on there," Bob told the lady. "He really likes to work there." "Yes, we often have guest speakers. I help kids find books and give talks on interesting books." "I want all the kids in school to love to read," she said. "I want all the kids to have a good time. It sounds like a fun place, but it's fun here too. I like working here. I think I'll stay here in the office. I find out what's happening at school before the other kids," said Bob. The two boys, Ron and Bob, live in a house with only their mom. The boys have dark brown hair and blue eyes. They're very active, so they're slender and tall for their age. A lot of kids at Bell Junior High know the boys because they're twins. It is rare to look so much like someone else. Only in the way they acted showed a difference between the two. Bob is a little more outgoing than Ron. Other than that, it was difficult to tell the two apart. "We are lucky to have good workers like you and your brother," a man in the office said. Bob and the library lady turned to see who said that. There stood Principal Perez. Principal Perez is an older man. His hair is brown with gray on the sides. He always wears a smile. The principal is very friendly. He is well-liked. Bob sees Principal Perez in the office every school day. "Bob is one of our best workers," said the principal. "He does a lot of work here. He is helpful to the parents and the teachers who come in here. He even looks for extra things to do." "I like to put the papers in the teachers' boxes," Bob said. "And there are a lot of funny things that go on here." He also liked being able to work behind the front desk. He was able to help people there. He liked that. "We're not funny enough to be on TV yet, so we will keep on trying," joked Principal Perez. Mr. Perez liked to joke with the students. "Maybe you could write a funny book. I will put it in the library," the library lady told them. "I need to get back to the library now," she said. Then she gave a little laugh and left the office. The library lady went back to the library. It is just down the hallway from the office. It is popular with the students. The library is large, but has a welcoming feel to it. It has lots of shelves and a reading corner with padded chairs. Those chairs are very popular at brunch and lunch. It also has a computer center. Ron was working there. "I was just talking to you," she told Ron with a smile. "Oh, you were in the office," Ron answered. He was used to people saying that joke. He had heard most twin jokes before. He knew Bob was working in the office. "Yes," she said, "you two sure look alike. He told me about his scar. That would be the only way I could tell which one of you was which. So was it busy while I was gone?" "It was a little busy," he answered. "I helped some kids on the computers. I also put some books back on the shelves." "I am glad to see that you kept busy. It is almost time to go home. You should get ready to go," she told him. A few minutes later, the bell rang. It was time for Ron to go home. The time had gone by quickly. He met Bob at the bike rack. The brothers rode their bikes to school that day. They ride their bikes to school most days. It is a short distance from the school to their home. Sometimes if the weather is bad, their mother drives them to school. She won't let them ride in the rain. She worries that it is not safe. Today, the weather was just right for riding bikes. There was a light, cool breeze at their backs most of the way home. End of chapter 1.